Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have an announcement to make tonight that I'm pretty excited about, but I can't do it quite yet. Got to wait for just a little bit, I hope. Okay. We'll let you know more as time goes on. But it is a new year. It's not our first show in the new year. We had our live Saturday show that we did this past weekend, and so it's actually our second show for this brand new decade. And welcome to it. We are, of course, here to take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show if you've never heard Free Talk Live before. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on our website, again, freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there completely free. Also, within our own talk radio business, we're going to get into the issues here in a moment, but within our own talk radio business, there's changes afoot. In fact, today was the last, or last, I guess Friday, was the last day of Dr. Laura, who was, you know, for the longest time, one of the biggest names in talk radio.
Sounds right, yeah.
She was one of the most listened to talk shows.
At one point, she was the third most listened talk show. This was, before Savage and Beck.
I thought she was the third most listened to recently. Is that not
true? She might have been tied with Savage and Beck relatively recently, now that you mention it.
I thought she was more like number one or two for a while, like tied with or close to Rush.
Like 15 years ago, absolutely.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, probably prior to Hannity.
So anyway, so that's happening, and some radio stations out there may be more inclined to tune into Free Talk Live, and then there you mentioned Michael Savage, who's our prime competitor. We are the anti-Savage, if you will. that guy's about to, I guess he's about to implode.
What does that mean?
Well, he has sued his syndicator, and so the ultimate question this week is whether the guy's even going to show up to work. After this being the first day he's supposed to be back on the air after the Christmas holiday.
And if the door is going to be open and unlocked for him if he does.
Well, I mean, the syndicator wants him on the air. He's their hot property. He's their number one show. But he doesn't want to be on the air with them. So the question is he going to show up to work? And if he doesn't show up to work, what are his 400-plus radio stations going to think about that? And then are they going to look to Free Talk Live as their solution? So this might be a good week for those of you on our internet feed, those of you listening to the podcast at freetalklive.com, to pick up your phones and contact your local talk radio stations if you aren't hearing Free Talk Live. Or maybe you are a listener to a talk station that only carries our Saturday show. It might be a good time to ask them to take the weekday program in the event that Michael Savage is possibly going to destroy his own career. So we'll keep that in mind here as time goes on. 800-259-9231. But there's news actually coming out of the Huffington Post that we, I guess, fortunately haven't had the ability to really talk about in recent years. It's probably been, I don't know, 2 years at least since this issue's come up on Free Talk Live. And it's not because it hasn't been going on. It's simply because it hasn't been covered. And I'm talking about eminent domain.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while since we've talked about it, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening all over the place.
Sure.
In fact, eminent domain, I would imagine, is not generally covered by news agencies unless they can, pull a heart-wrenching story out of it. It's not to say there aren't frequently those stories out there to be told, but a lot of the times, the people who are being threatened with eminent domain will just go ahead and cave in. They'll just go ahead and fold. They will sell their properties. And of course, for those that don't know, Mark, how do you describe eminent domain?
Eminent domain is the lawful taking of property by the by a government, whether it's a state, local, or federal. I think the federal government they're allowed to do eminent domain as long as it's for the public use.
The public good, right?
Well, there's a difference between public good and public use, and the Constitution says public use.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court says it's different.
Well, the Supreme Court says that, I guess, local municipalities can take it for the public good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the, the result of the Kelo case just recently.
Right, Kelo versus New
2005,
London.
2005, 2006.
It was a few years back, and that's really when we were the last time we were seriously focusing on eminent domain was when we were talking to some of the Kelo 7, because there were seven homeowners involved in New London, Connecticut, that were having their homes threatened by the city. And by the way, we've done some follow-ups on New London since then, and essentially the government's little plan that they had conceived about essentially taking all these people's homes from them and turning the area into this business park with offices for Pfizer and, you know, these other big corporations and supposedly building condos. And
for the public good.
Well, the idea, Michelle, for the public good was that the public is the government. So it's, public is a code word that the government uses to mean them.
Yeah.
the public good to them means more tax dollars. Mm-hmm. So their idea was, well, we're not getting as much tax dollars out of these existing old decrepit properties that have been in families' hands for generations. We're not getting as much out of these properties as we could from, say, a condo building or a multi-complex or a mall or something like that. And so that was their perspective, is that, well, it would be good for the public in that it would be good for the government if we took these things. And the Supreme Court backed them up, and they said, yeah, you can steal those people's homes from them. And since then, nothing has been done. I mean, very little has been done. The goals of the original program were not met, and it has not been improved in the way that the government had hoped to improve the area. I don't have all the details on it in front of me, but I recall we were talking about it not too long ago, maybe about a year back, just kind of giving a quick update on what has happened in New London, Connecticut. It's been a dismal failure, and that's to be expected because the government sucks at planning things.
Yeah, it's terrible. All they did was wagged some, you know, higher taxes in front of the government, and they went right for it. And in the process, they they kicked a bunch of people out of their homes. One lady who had apparently her grandmother had owned the home. She had lived in that home for almost 100 years, and so they're kicking grandma out on the street in order to get these higher tax revenues. And it's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it didn't turn into anything. It turns out Pfizer, you know, they didn't have to work for that property. They didn't have to do the work. They gave these people pennies on the dollar for what their houses were.
Okay. By the way, here's the details of what I was referring to from Wikipedia. The promised economic benefits failed to materialize. In September of 2009, the land where Suzette Kelo's home had once stood was an empty lot, as the promised 3,169 new jobs and $1.2 million a year in tax revenues had not materialized. The land was never deeded back to the original homeowners, most of whom had left New London for nearby communities, as I would too. Can't blame them for that. In addition, in September of 2009, Pfizer, whose upscale employees were supposed to be the clientele of the Fort Trumbull redevelopment project, completed its merger with Wyeth, resulting in a consolidation of research facilities of the two companies. Both companies had a major presence in southeastern Connecticut for many years, meaning that only one facility would likely survive the merger.
Mm.
Ultimately, Pfizer chose to retain the Groton campus on the east side of the Thames River, inherited from Wyeth, closing its New London facility in late 2010, coinciding with the expiration of tax breaks on the New London site that would have increased Pfizer's property tax bill by almost 400%. Now, that's an update I hadn't even heard yet. We missed that one, Mark. Late 2010, Pfizer says, see ya, to New London, shuts down the entire operation right before they were scheduled to start paying property taxes to a significant extent. Because frequently cities will do this.
It's a bonus.
Frequently, city governments will do this to try to entice businesses to come to their area, rather than removing property tax entirely and having a free market and bringing all kinds of business in. They'll promise select corporations like Walmart or Pfizer, these big companies, these tax breaks for X amount of years. Oh, come to our city, we'll give you a break for this amount of time, but after this point, we're going to raise your taxes to wherever. And so Pfizer took off before that date.
Right, and you'll notice it's not the property owners that get these kind of breaks. The people that have had their property in this area for hundreds of for 100 years, paying these things off, that the state doesn't care anything about them.
Nope. So that's what happened in New London. That's one example of how these government eminent domain projects can go. And it is just stealing. So there's more news about eminent domain, and it's fresh. So we're going to bring that to you here in moments. 800-259-9231. But the past is very instructive to look at to see, that's what this is really all about.
That's what happened.
More coming up. You take control and bring up anything you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight It's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll get archives there, so maybe you've missed a show. Or maybe you've missed a month's worth of shows. Man, we've got them all. All the way back till as late as 2006. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll see the last week's worth at the top of the page. Click into the archive section, and at that point, you'll be able to download a whole bunch. I mean, they go way, way back. So go to freetalklive.com. And remember, the archives are brought to you free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.freetalklive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
Things just don't go well when the government is put in charge of taking care of property, of managing property, of taking property from people and giving it to others or whatever.
I mean, they didn't pay for it.
Right. So they don't have the incentives to ensure that it is cared for in the right way. We pointed out the Kelo versus the New London decision, which basically backed up the government's ability to take property from people via eminent domain, which is their legalized taking they've had for a long time and since the Constitution, they backed it up for the purposes of the public good, meaning that if the government will get more tax dollars from whatever's been proposed for the property, that it's okay for them to take it. And it was just an absolutely outrageous decision. In fact, Mark, that decision really was a tremendous turning point in your life, wasn't it, as far as your view on government and where you're coming from on that?
You know, I guess at that point I thought that things were salvageable.
With the federal government?
Yeah, from the federal government standpoint, the idea of the courts and things like that. I mean, now, you know, once you can see, to me, it was clear and obvious that eminent domain, you know, it says in the Bill of Rights, I didn't look it up here, but that eminent domain is to be used for the public use, not the public good. So I couldn't. You know, I couldn't see how a court could decide that giving, you know, the government of New London, Connecticut, taking property away from homeowners and then giving it to a company like Pfizer could call that public use. Mm-hmm. I can see how they would call it public good, but that's not what the Constitution says. So the guys in robes...
Your interpretation doesn't matter.
Right. The people in robes there in the Supreme Court decided that, you know, my interpretation, the interpretation that would, you know, would seem like a plain reading of English... was wrong.
Well, and as
at that
typical,
point, I'm done.
Yeah, as is typical, they decided in favor of the government's power, not the individual's ability to keep the property that they've owned for, it doesn't matter to me if it's generations, as it was in the case of Kelo,
right.
Or
and
2 years.
What's it say about a society? Where does a society go once private property is no longer respected?
Well, we already know it's never really been respected. I mean, property taxes are evidence of that. For instance, you try not paying property taxes and watch what happens to what you thought was your property. I mean, really, the idea that there is any private property in the first place is pretty much an illusion.
There is now no longer private property in the United States.
Was there ever?
Since Hillary Clinton offered Beijing a tender to exercise an option to exercise eminent domain as collateral for China's continued purchase of U.S. Treasury notes. So,
do you think there was private property before that?
Well, I suppose that there was the hope that you could own your property. Now, I suppose you're going to say property taxes, and if you are having to pay property taxes, then you can.
You're just a glorified renter.
Yes.
In that case.
And so the ante has just been upped, though, by the idea that all private property has been tendered to a foreign government.
Right. I would agree with you that it is shocking that the United States government would give this this power over to another government. But the fact is, they have the power.
No, not one government to another government. The government supposedly doesn't own our property. There were still the guise that there was private property.
No,
now they're not even pretending.
Well, I don't. the government has always owned your property if it can take it away. I mean, that ownership is characterized by
control.
Yeah. But the idea that the government, and people understand that, they believe that the government is there to, you know, yes, of course we give a certain amount of power over to the government in order to keep us safe and whatever it is that they believe the government does. But, you know, in this case, giving it away is certainly upping the ante. It's a frightening step forward for those in the government, but it just goes to show that they've got the power in the first place.
So
if they have the power to take your property away, then they have the power to give that power to somebody else.
So all of that in mind, HuffingtonPost.com is reporting on Nancy Lopez. He's 57 years old and has lived in the Gardens neighborhood of Mount Holly, New Jersey for more than two decades. A single mom, she raises her five children there while often working two jobs. For 9 years, she was a preschool teacher and could walk to her job from her house. On Wednesday this past week, just 3 days before Christmas, she received an unwelcome appraisal from the township of Mount Holly for her home. She has until January 15th of 2011 to accept the amount the township has offered her. Or it will condemn her house through eminent domain, kick her out of the gardens, bulldoze her house, and give her land to a private developer. Nancy's tight-knit community of row homes has crumbled around her at the hands of the township. Since 2000, officials have been buying up and knocking down the homes under the threat of eminent domain in a stark replication of 1950s-era urban renewal. There used to be more than 300 row homes in the gardens. Now, less than 100 remain. To intimidate homeowners into selling over the years, and especially around the holidays, the township has strategically parked bulldozers around the community, making it more of a demolition zone than a neighborhood.
Nice.
And this is a tactic that the city of New London was using, a similar tactic to basically try to scare the people out of their houses, give them a reason to...
For most of them.
...to leave. And many of Nancy's neighbors are quite elderly. Most are African-American or Hispanic and are typically first-time homebuyers. Many have lived here since the 1970s and become best friends. They take care of each other, especially the widows. The gardens provide an opportunity for each of these families to put their roots into the ground, to buy an affordable piece of the American dream, a home to call their very own. They're proud of their homes. But Mount Holly's government officials could not care less. They want to take the land and give it to Keating Urban Partners, a developer from Philly that wants to build a fancy new development with expensive townhomes. So the township is using the force of government, eminent domain, which is supposed to be for genuinely public uses like roads and schools, to kick those people out of the homes they've worked and saved for their entire lives. Widows in their 80s and 90s who haven't had a mortgage payment in decades will be forced from their comfortable, well-decorated row homes into tiny apartment rentals, likely outside of Mount Holly, and most certainly far away from the next-door neighbors that have helped take care of them on a daily basis for years. The township won't even offer replacement housing in the new development to residents of the current community.
Well, they're not the kind of people they wish to attract.
It couldn't be clearer as to why. Mount Holly officials don't want Nancy and her neighbors in the gardens anymore. They don't make enough money, so they're no longer welcome. The current owners need to go somewhere else so wealthier people can move into the new, improved gardens. And that's not the end of the outrage. We'll tell you more here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Gee, those 80- and 90-year-old folks paid into government all their entire lives thinking they were going to protect them. Huh, we're coming up.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose seven of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, including our wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKI wiki. freetalklive.com. Get you there. Go over there and edit virtually anything you want.
Totasec, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's a retail grocery bag carrier made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States.
And it doubles as a self-defense tool.
It does. It does that. If you smack somebody with this thing, it's
going to hurt.
Yeah. It's probably going to knock some teeth out. Go check it out at totasac.us, TOTASAK.US. Once you have this device, you'll be surprised. Man, my life is significantly easier.
I love it.
In the area of shopping for groceries and carrying, you know, grocery bags of all sorts, even the canvas ones that you take there in order so that you don't take the blast ones from the store. Plus, you know, there's always that secondary personal defense aspect.
And you could exercise with them because they'd be like barbells, dumbbells or whatever, and you could sit there and lift
your bag.
Like
1 pound girl dumbbells.
Well, no. If you had the bags on them, you could sit there and do that.
It's probably not the most efficient, best way to exercise, but good thinking. By the way, we're going to give you a 2-pack of the Totisac coming up later on tonight. Right, Mark?
Indeed, if you, wish to do so.
That's on the way here tonight, so stay tuned for your chance to win that. We're talking about eminent domain and yet another heart-wrenching example of these government people just stealing people's lives away from them. The homes that they, I mean, your home is it's an extension of your life. It's something that that you pour your time and effort into to some extent. You certainly poured your money into it, which is your time, a translation of your time and effort. In many cases, people have lived in the same homes for decades, if not generations, and then the government just comes in there like they're doing in one of the townships in New Jersey, Mount Holly, New Jersey. They just come on in there and they say, "All right, get out of here. We're bringing in the corporations. We're bringing in the big, spancy apartment complexes. We're going to get more money out of this property for tax dollars than we're getting from your house, so see ya." And they're kicking old ladies in their 80s and 90 years old range out into the streets. It's just so sad. And we're going to give you more details on what's going on there. But first, we're going to go to the phones and to the fun, where Lindsay is on the line listening to our newest affiliate, which is actually, in kind of a way, our oldest affiliate, WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida, which is our hometown, which is our big announcement for tonight, by the way. Lindsay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I've got a couple of questions about eminent domain. My understanding was that it was specifically for schools and for highways. How is it that these companies can come in and build condominium complexes, which clearly is not in support of any type of, municipality or any type of government-related building? How can they come in and take a residence over under that guise?
Well, the company can't, Lindsay. The government can. The government comes in and decides that they're going to, give it over to some organization that they think is going to pay them more money.
Well, in many cases,
under what basis, though? Because a condominium complex is clearly not. That's not, an advocacy for any type of school building. It's not I don't understand.
Lindsay, I understand your confusion, and it's easy to understand. I totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, we were all raised with this idea. If we learned about eminent domain, this is what we were told. Well, it's only for roads or schools or something like that. But there was a very important Supreme Court decision that came down a few years ago called
2005, maybe?
The Kelo versus New London decision, and that is basically where the federal government went ahead and okayed eminent domain for pretty much any private purpose that the government wants to, and so basically, as long as the government is in bed with their buddies in the corporate world.
Your home. That's unbelievable. Now, is there anything that we can do? I mean, I know contacting your congressman, is there any control with advocacy with our congressman? What can we as citizens do? Because this makes me, it's heart-wrenching to me to think about. I think about my own grandmother who's been in her home for years, where I played as a child. And to think about her being taken away, or that being taken away, it makes me sick to my stomach that our country is reverting to this.
Not just reverting, it's been going on for quite a while. I mean, think back to Abraham Lincoln and the Transcontinental Railroad. Those properties were taken over under the guise of the common good. And then, as what we would know now as gas stations and shops and things like that came up along the way, and towns were developed, and more eminent domain kind of grew up from there. And the thing is people wanted convenience. So there would be groups of people that would vote on allowing for the eminent domain and voting in the Transcontinental Railroad and et cetera. And so,
at least there's an aspect of democracy in that. For me, to think about somebody living in an established community for years and to have the government come in, especially with the effect of building a condominium complex.
You said that you don't mind because it's democratically.
It's an area of democracy if a group of people voted, and I'm talking, we're talking back, you know, during the, when the railroads were first established, if a community voted to have the railroad come through for their own convenience, at least there's some aspect of democracy in that.
That's not really, democracy, as according to Benjamin Franklin, is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And there's really no difference to me in people democratically electing a group of representatives that choose to take away your grandmother's home than there is the people choosing to take away your grandmother's home.
Well, it's tragic either way.
I think we can all agree that this is unacceptable. And I would be willing to bet that if we took a vote, if we really voted with the people of the United States the way we should be, I'd be willing to bet that the democracy would fall on the side of the people.
And maybe you're right on this in this particular case. You may be correct about that. But either way, democracy, I agree with Mark on this one. Democracy is little solace in these particular areas. It wouldn't make me feel any better if the majority of people in an area said that it was okay to take my house from me. That wouldn't give me any...
What can we... Tell us, the listeners, what can we do?
This is a big question, and it's an important question.
Several states have taken steps in order to prevent this. I can't tell you whether Florida was one of the ones that passed it or not.
I'm going to interrupt and say thank you very much, and I'm going to listen as you continue.
Thanks, Lindsay. Glad you're out there. Appreciate it.
So several states did vote in order to... New Hampshire was one that said that this cannot be done.
Is that right?
Several states voted to not do this. I don't know whether Florida was one or not. I think that this is something that has to be taken up on a state-by-state basis because I don't...
Essentially nullifying the federal government's decision, right?
I don't think you're going to be able to vote reps in based on this single issue on a national level. There's not enough momentum behind this in the United States. But honestly, this was one of the things that just made me decide that we need more liberty, more freedom in the United States, and that the best way to go about doing that was to pick up and move my life to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
Because we're from Sarasota, Florida,
right.
As it should be pointed out.
So as individuals, I think that some of the things that I've heard that have been effective is, protesting and, showing up with a group of like-minded individuals on the property and getting publicity for that and coverage for that. Because a lot of people are so busy doing their day-to-day life that they're kind of...
They don't know.
Or like Lindsay initially said, and I think that she probably is thinking about it right now going, wait, no, that's not right, it's not me, and it's for the good, and it's them over there kind of
thing. For people that aren't really paying close attention.
And we're voting for it, so it's okay. Right. And so I think as individuals, you can be informed, and you can show up for these kinds of...
So draw attention to the issue.
Absolutely.
That's important. In fact, our friend Lauren Canario, a friend of the show, had her on a number of times, she kind of made her activist name for herself before she moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project by moving to New London, Connecticut, where they were trying to steal those people's homes, and she was arrested at least a couple of times.
Also, vote with your dollars. There's a bank, BB&T, it's in Sarasota, it's mostly in the southeast, that you can use that has sent out a public memo saying that they will not participate in this kind of activity.
Good job.
All right, we'll come back maybe with some more suggestions to that end, and also your calls at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You'll find the features there completely free, so enjoy all those features over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the show, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, which is free of the normal podcast commercials you might hear in our regular podcast, as well as the amp-only forum and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, and some alternative options. That's, again, amp.freetalklive.com. And that kind of gives me an excuse to talk briefly about the special announcement we get to make tonight, and that is that we're welcoming our brand newest affiliate, weekday affiliate, and Saturday. They're going to take all six nights a week in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, which is, yeah, it is so cool because we started Free Talk Live in 2002, November of 2002, on an FM talk station, which is no longer in existence down in Sarasota. It turned into a rock station down the line. But that's where we got our start. And so Sarasota is not only where we were born, but it's where Free Talk Live was born as well, I guess you could say. And Mark, you and I were on the show from the very first night. So
yeah, I used to be the general manager of 1220, and what it was called at the time was WIBQ. It's now WSRQ.
That's right.
And it has an FM repeater.
It does now, yeah. 106.9 up there. So we're on FM now, again, in Sarasota, yep. And AM, which is great. It's the biggest coverage, I think, that we've had in Sarasota ever. It's just fantastic to be on both bands out there. And it's a real hometown radio station. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. And the same folks have been running that station now since we were living in Sarasota about 5 years ago.
Yep.
I think that's quite something. And it's hard to be popular in your own town.
Well, I don't know if we're popular in our...
I wouldn't go that far.
But we did have listeners, and we were actually
Infamous.
Pulling some ratings down there. And so welcome back to any of our former audience that has heard us before. If you've never heard the show before, I don't think Lindsay had ever heard the show before. We just talked to her a few moments ago. If you've never
heard by the way, to Don and Lisa Murphy.
Yeah, the owners of the station. If you've never heard the show before, then you are in for something quite different from what... you're used to from talk radio. This show isn't like those other talk shows. We're not conservative clones. We are not liberal Democrats. We're not conservative Republicans. We're liberty-minded people. And that doesn't mean we're libertarians either. Like, I would have called myself a libertarian 5 years ago when we were on in Sarasota and only on in Sarasota. But since then, I've kind of gone in a more radical direction toward voluntarism. And we can talk about that later. But I just wanted to welcome everybody who's brand new listening to WSRQ. And by the way, I'm breaking a rule in order to do this because normally we don't officially announce new radio stations until we've got like a signed agreement and the deal has been finalized.
They're obligated now.
but in this case, it's a little different. Basically, all the negotiations happened over the holidays, and so the agreement's still kind of gummed up in the works somewhere. But we know these folks, so we're going to go ahead and say that it's official. We are back on in our hometown, and it only took, what, 8 years to get back? Something like that? Or no, I guess about 5 years to get back. Anyway, it's good to be back. 800-259-9231. Before we continue talking about eminent domain, Mark, you had a comment on Lindsay?
Yeah, like I was, what I was hearing from Lindsay was kind of the liberal progressive line of, these corporations, they're taking the property from people and that kind of thing. And she's right. But I think that there's some logical fallacies, some traps that both sides of the aisle tend to fall into. And one of the ones is that corporations and, businesses are bad and that they're doing things to harm us. And the fact is that power and money have never been separated throughout human history. And it's the liberal conundrum to believe that somehow that's going to happen. That you're going to take, you're going to take the money out of power and the power out of money. The fact is the government has the power. Only the government can take away your house through eminent domain. There's no corporation that can do that. They can pay off their cronies in the government, but then you have to ask yourself, if the government is corruptible in that fashion, what the heck are you doing supporting it in the first place?
Amen.
She was suggesting that a pure democracy would be better than this representative democracy we have, and I don't know that I agree or disagree.
Well, so the suggestion there was that you've got this eminent domain case where people are being thrown out of their homes, old ladies being thrown out of their homes, and that she believes that if it were a democratic situation, that people would be more inclined to empathize rather than these cold politicians that there's only 10 of them and they're making this decision that
Those
she believes.
Cold politicians live in a neighborhood somewhere too.
True, but they are being plied with corporate dollars for re-election money.
Absolutely.
I think she's on to something. I think she's right that in a pure democracy, the odds would be against, in this particular case, eminent domain succeeding. I think she's right about that.
I don't know that that's true.
There was
at one point in the South, the majority of people thought it was okay to own black people. And you're still talking about a situation where, in this case, this is a black neighborhood, right?
It's minorities, blacks,
okay, minority owned neighborhood, and so you're who knows how people around there would feel necessarily. So what you're doing is you're trusting the hoi polloi.
I didn't say I trust them. All I said was in this case, I believe that they would be more likely
to agree with
people.
You.
There are ways to, if you want to expand the border of your fancy schmancy neighborhood, there are ways to do that without exercising eminent domain.
Yeah, you have to persuade people.
And you buy up the neighborhood.
If you offer the right price. But what usually happens is the government comes in with some piddly...
offers below value.
Right. They offer whatever arbitrary amount they decide on. It's usually below value. And they come in with that, and it's either take it or we... we're just going to force you to leave your home. I mean, you don't really have a real choice.
Right. Whereas, I just don't think that I don't think the government, be it a direct democracy or a representative democracy, needs to have this power over people's property. The fact is, you can build roads, you can build bridges, you can build all kinds of things without having to take people's property. There's auction theory, as it were. You can.
Now, this is interesting. How do you describe it?
Well, I don't know if I could describe it in a few short words, but I can say that essentially a road goes from point A to point B. And
so you've got some old fuddy-duddy in the middle that doesn't want to sell.
Right.
How do you deal with that?
Well, I'll tell you. You make two routes for the road. Most roads can handle two routes, right? New roads. I mean, we're not talking about existing things. You give a couple of, you make offers to everyone along Route A and say, look, I'm going to give you this as long as everyone along Route A agrees to it.
So it's a contingent
contingency.
Situation.
All real estate deals are done on contingency. They're usually done, when you're talking about a residential deal, it's done on the contingency of financing is one of the big contingencies. Mm-hmm. But all real estate deals are done on contingency. This isn't new. This isn't radical. This isn't something from outer space. This is what happens today. So then you, if the old man along Route A goes and decides not to sell, then Route B is the one that would be chosen. Or perhaps a Route C. And you just make the people along Route B an offer based on everybody along Route B buying in, and that for whatever reason, no better thing comes along, and then they make their decision. Will you have to pay more? Sure. You're making you're making a big purchase there. I don't feel bad if some corporation or whatever has to pay more for someone's property, mm-hmm. as long as they're getting it in a legitimate fashion.
Yeah.
What I do feel bad is people who have lived in their houses for, I don't care how many years you've lived in it, but lived in your house, lived in your house for however long you've lived in it, and they're forced to move out, forced to take a price that they don't feel is fair. Maybe the price is fair, and they're just raising a ruckus. I have no idea, but this is force.
I don't like the idea of public good, quite frankly, being determined by the government and being... insisted upon the burden being by the taxpayers or anyone else to supplement that.
Well, I don't like the idea of government, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean that phrase, public good, even if we could come up with a logistical way to build something and exercise eminent domain, the idea that it's for the public good, who determines what is public good and who determines whether or not...
Not you or I can tell you that.
Right, right.
Right, and the first question Lindsay had is how can they do this? And the answer is simple. The answer is they can do this because they have the guns and you don't.
Yeah, that's right. They will literally be able to take you from your home with men that are armed and tough. And if you resist, then they will possibly kill you.
Tase you, they're going to do. And it's sad, but that's just it.
So what can you do about this? The Free State Project, we've mentioned that a moment ago. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. If you love freedom, you understand what liberty means, and you are willing to move for it, to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in the same place. That's what Mark and myself and Michelle all did. We moved from different places around the country. In our case, Mark, you and I, it was Sarasota, Florida. We moved from there to New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org. Learn more about that. We'll come back with hour number two next. Your calls are welcome. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.